Boys, this is something that I should have done maybe 5 or 6 years ago. This is a discussion of how King Record Company is to be run and their affiliate parts, such as Lowe's Publishing, etc. Unfortunately, you or other people may disagree with me 100%, but
this is
RVA
News.com.
And now, our feature presentation.
Here's the man, the man who cares, the man with the music, the man with the music, here's the man.
Welcome, one and all, to this week's edition of The Bub Show.
Comes in that we can make a decision on in 1 minute or less, we will listen to it.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to this edition of The Bope Show here on RVNews.com and on ChaosRadioAustin.org. What you just heard, The Mad Professor and Lee Scratch Perry together on the tune Drummer Boy Dub. Before that, a tune put together by yours truly entitled Don't Forget. Mongo Jerry clocked in with Leave That Whiskey Alone. Before that, Felix Cartel with The Riddler. And kicking off this week's musical festivities, The Chiefs with Enchiladas.
Bang bang.
Bang Bang, I'm a Burnout by the Dum Dum Girls.
Mm-hmm. the moment we forgot we were just good friends. I moved my arm, her face went red again. One more bus home, another silent weekend. He said love was painted gold. Growing old, the paint peels and slowly folds. You already know. You already know. You already know. So we sit together. We both know we could be someone better. But not with our heads like London weather. We said love was painted gold. But like old things growing old, the paint peels and slowly folds. You already know. You already know.
This is what I said. I did. Tell my mother and go down yonder in Georgia and tell my father that I'm way over here crawling in these trench holes covered with blood. But one thing that I know, there's no tomorrow. There's no evening to help me sing this hymn number 5. I want you to moan one time. Sometimes I wonder what was it that I did. I tried to be a good father. I did the best that I could, and I wonder who gonna take care of my kids. I'm a long way from home, children, but I want the world to know the one thing that I did. I'm gone for good. Hey!
That's the plaintive soul of the Mighty Hannibal on the tune Hymn Number 5. And before that, You Already Know, featuring Catherine Williams on lead vocals by The Bamboo Bicycle Club.
You're just a little girl with gray eyes. Never mind, say something. Wait until the crowd cries. Oh, wait until the crowd cries. You're just a little girl with gray eyes. Deep in your room, you never leave. What in the world can you do? What in the world can you do? I'm in the mood for your love. For your love. For your love. For your love. Oh. I'm just a little bit afraid of you, 'cause love will make you cry. But wait until the crowd goes. Oh, wait until the crowd. So deep in your room, you never leave your room. Something deep inside of me, yearning deep inside of me, is talking through the gloom. What in the world can I do? What in the world can I do? I'm in the mood for your love. For your love. For your love. For your love.
That's David Bowie from the Brian Eno-produced release Low with the tune What in the World?
Mm-hmm. was in the spring, one sunny day, my sweetheart left me, Lord, she went away, and now she's gone, and I don't worry, Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. She called me up from down in El Paso. She said, come back, Daddy, who needs you so? And now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. If you don't like my peaches, don't you shake my tree. And get out of my orchard, let my peaches be. And now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. And don't you come here running, holding out your hand. I'm gonna get me a woman like you got your man. But now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. It was in the spring, one sunny day, my sweetheart left me, Lord, she went away. And now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world.
And that is the sly, seductive, soulful southern sound of Al Green and Willie Mitchell together on the tune Right Now, Right Now. And Doc Watson was before that with Sitting on Top of the World. Next up, this is Jimmy Preston with Cradle of Love.
Well, rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows, a cradle will rock. So rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows. Well, Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack jumped over the candlestick. He jumped so high up above, he landed in the cradle of love. Well, rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. So rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows. The cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon, and on her way down, she met a turtle dove, said, let's go rocking in the cradle of love. Well, rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. So rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows. Get a pail of water. Jack fell for Jill, gave her a shove. They fell into the cradle of love. Well, rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. So rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows.
You are listening to The Bub Show on RVANews.com and on ChaosRadioAustin.org.
There was Johnny McIldoo and McGee and me, and a couple or two or three went on the spree one day. We had a bob or two, which we knew how to blew, and the beer and whiskey flew, and we all felt gay. We visited McCann's, Michael and Man's Humpty Dance. We then went into Swan's, our stomachs for to pack. We ordered out to feed, which indeed we did need, and we finished it with speed, but we still felt slack. Johnny McIldoo turned as blue as a dew, and a plate of Irish stew he soon put out of sight. He shouted out in core with a roar for some more, that he never felt before such a keen appetite. He ordered eggs and ham, bread and jam, what a cram. But him we couldn't ram, though we tried our level best. For everything we brought, cold or hot, method not, it went down him like he shot, but he still stood the test. He swallowed tripe and lard, by the yard we got scarred. We thought it would go hard when the waiter brought the bill. Told him to give four, but he swore he could lower twice as much again and more before he had his fill. He nearly supped the trough full of broth, says McGrath. He'll have all the tablecloth if you don't howl him in. When the waiter brought the charge, McIldoo felt so large. He began to scowl and barge, and his blood went on fire. He began to curse and swear, tear his hair in despair, and to finish the affair, called the shopman a liar. Shopman he drew out, and no doubt he did clout. McIldoo he kicked about like an owl football. Tatted all his clothes, broke his nose, I suppose. He would have killed him with a few blows, no time at all. McIldoo began to howl and to growl by my soul. He threw an empty bowl at the shopkeeper's head. Struck by Mickey Flynn, peeled the skin off his chin, and the ructions did begin, and we all fought and bled. Peelers did arrive, man alive, four or five. At us they made a drive for us all to march away. Paid for all the meat that we ate, stood a treat, and went home to ruminate on the spree that day.
Me, Natawaku,
Natawaku,
Natrawaki, Natrawaki.
Ohenya.
Ohenya.
Dakota.
Dakota.
Chief of many bears.
Am I an Indian yet?
Chowar.
Like the Seminole Navajo Kickapoo. Like those Indians, I'm an Indian too.
Chowar.
A Sioux.
Chowar.
A Sioux. Just like battle axe, hatchet face, eagle nose. Like those Indians, I'm an Indian too.
Chowar.
A Sioux. Some Indian summer's day without a care. I may hide away with Big Chief, son of a bear. And I'll have totem poles, Tommy Hawks, types of peace, which will go to prove I'm an Indian too. A Sioux, a Sioux. With my chief and his teepee, we'll raise an Indian family. And I'll be busy night and day, looking like a flower sack with two papooses on my back and three papooses on the way. Like the Iroquois, Chippewa, Omaha, like those Indians, I'm an Indian too. A Sioux, a Sioux. Holding the ground, and I'll have moccasins, wampum beads, feather hats, which will go to prove I'm an Indian too. A Sioux, a Sioux, a Sioux. I'm an Indian too. I'm an Indian too. I'm an Indian too.
I'm riding third class on a one-class train. I'm sort of not like a winded crane on a pink pole thread. Get out the pink press thread file. An umbrella's about the subject. It's Nemo's recluse time. To the safe house, hanging rhyme, hang this crummy blitz track by its neck. Pink press threads. I escaped the pink prole effect. It's new prole after it, so it's recluse safe house time. Then the clan began. Give them mail file soon. Then the clan began. Agenda item one. Pink press threads! Get up the pink press thread file. A new pro and the subject. It's safe house time. Everybody hears a hum at 3 a.m. But in the safe house, it's not around. Pink press threads! Get up the wet lip file.
And that is the cheery feel-good sound of the fall on their tune, Prole Art Threat. Preceding that, Ethel Merman with her tune, I'm an Indian Too. And kicking off that last block of music on this week's edition of The Bope Show here on RVANews.com and on ChaosRadioAustin.org, the Clancy Brothers with Johnny McAldoo. And until Next time, ladies and gentlemen, always remember to never ever forget that I, Christopher Maynard Bopes, host of the BOPST show, I wish each and every one of you every good thing.
They're selling postcards of the hanging. They're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlors filled with sailors. The circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand's tied to the tightrope walker. The other's nailed in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row. Cinderella, she seems so easy. It takes one to know one. She smiles and puts her hands in her back pocket, Betty Davis style. And someone comes in screaming, "You belong to me, I believe." And someone says, "I'm sorry, my friend, but I'm afraid you'd better leave." And the only sound that's left after the ambulance is gone is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation. Is almost hidden. The stars they pretend to hide. The fortune telling lady has even taken all her things inside. All except for Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everybody is making love or else expecting rain. And the good Samaritan's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. He's going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Row. The window. For her I feel so afraid. On her 20th birthday, she already is an old maid. To her death is quite romantic. She wears an iron. Profession is her religion. Her sin is her lifelessness. And though she always looks upon Noah's rainbow, she spends her time peeking into Desolation Row. Einstein disguised as Robin Hood, with his memories in his tr- trunk. Passed this way an hour ago with his friend, a jealous monk. He looked so immaculate as he bummed a cigarette. Then he went off sniffing drain pipes and reciting the alphabet. Desolation Road. Dr. Filth, he keeps his world inside of his leather cup, but all his sexless patients, they're planning to blow it up. Now his nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole. She's also in charge of the cards that read, "Have mercy on his soul." Desolation Road. Across the street they've closed the curtains, they're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera, a perfect image of a priest. Now he's spoon-feeding Casanova the boiled guts of birds. Then he'll torture him with self-confidence and poison him with words. You don't know Casanova is just being punished for going to Desolation Road. Now at midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew come out and round up everybody that knows more than they do. Then they bring them to the factory and the heart attack machine. And then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go check to see that nobody is escaping to Desolation Road. The Titanic sails at dawn, and everybody's shouting, "Which side are you on?" And as Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot fighting in the captain's tower while calypso singers laugh at them and fishermen hold flowers. Too much about Desolation Row. I got your letter yesterday about the time the doorknob broke when you asked how I was doing. Was that some kind of joke? All these people that you mentioned, yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces and give them all